Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We won a series.
Hey-o.
Finally. I am Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squid Billy. She is the first lady of baseball, smiling very bigly today. The queen of tofu, Miss Allie Mack. We sprinkle a little Dylon in the mix. And last, but certainly not least, he's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. And he's happy that minicamp is over as well. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And we are the morning shift.
Yeah. They competed bigly out there at minicamp over the last couple days.
It was a bigly win.
It was a bigly win.
I had a bigly breakfast after the show yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Where did bigly come from?
You.
You just said bigly.
Really?
She's did smiling you not, bigly did, today.
Yeah.
Smiling bigly.
You just said Allie is smiling bigly.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't recall. I think you guys are making
Shocker.
Things up.
Never it's happened.
Old, it just seemed orchestrated the way y'all, and choreographed the way y'all did all that.
Every single person's face twisted up when you said it.
Yeah, we were like a dog that heard a whistle.
I don't know if
I got at Mike's here and I was like, bigly?
I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't really pay attention to y'all when I kind of.
You don't pay attention to what you're saying?
No. I don't pay attention to y'all or what I'm saying.
I was going to say, you don't have to pay attention to us. It was literally flying out of your mouth.
If I'm paying attention to everything, then I'm not natural.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look.
And man. We love a natural Squid Billy because he gives us things to talk about like Bigly.
They're called Squidisms.
It's unbelievable that literally 30 seconds after you said Bigly, you're like, where'd that come
what?
From?
What are you guys talking about?
What do you mean, Bigly?
Hey. You guys are just making stuff up.
I still don't believe that I said it.
It's all right. It'll be all right.
Smiling Bigly.
Don't you worry. I'm writing this one down for the replay for tomorrow.
I mean, look. You know, you can do whatever you want with words. English language is vast.
It's fluid. It's fluid. It's ever-changing. We're always adding things to the dictionary.
And that's why the dictionary is so bigly.
I'm going to tell you something. If a bunch of Dylons can walk around and use the word cap in a different way, I can say bigly all I want.
No cap. No cap.
It's a squidism. Man, we used to have a running notebook in the O-line room with the Falcons of Dunnyisms. It was Paul Dunn was our O-line coach, and he would say things all the time that we'd be like, what did he just say?
Mm.
He'd just make up words or stories. And like one time he was showing us blocking downfield, and he was like, boys, this is what it looks like. Looks good. Right now they're saying, you know, it's like Custer's last stand. We were like, what? And he's like, you know, they turn around and they're looking back and they go, here they come. We're like, what? And all of a sudden you see everybody's pencils start moving. It's like, oh, that's a Dunnyism right there.
Well, I'm hearing a merch opportunity here. We need a squidshinary.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good word.
Mm-hmm. Speaking that's
of,
what we're going to have to
well, squidisms. I'd like to hear bigly in German.
I'm not sure how that could be translated.
Or as they say these days, yo.
Yeah, yo. Well, we do have a lot to get to. It is a little bit more lighthearted in the room. We're going to talk about that in a bit, but let's go around and get the headlines of the day. Bo, what's yours?
Based on what happened last night, 80% of the time we will have a winner that will be the Pacers because of what they did. I kind of botched a little bit of my verbiage there, but you know, it was a bigly win last night for the Pacers.
Uh-huh. Mike?
Short and sweet. That man, Spencer Schwellenbach, is good, and I'll leave it at that.
Dylan?
I'll up your Spencer Schwellenbach is good with Ronald Acuña Jr. is good.
But are the Braves?
I think Dylan, right. Your headline should have said, I think Bo was going to be right about the month of June. Because he is on pace.
He is right there
to
on
hit
pace,
that
man.
Seven.
Especially mm-hmm. coming up against the Rockies next. I mean, oof.
And don't count your eggs before they hatch, Dylan. I
mean, don't get too excited, Dylan.
Right. I got a little too bigly there. I'm
let's,
sorry.
Let's well, no, that's now you're just not using it right. Okay. you're incorrectly using my incorrect use of the English language, all right?
Now I'm spamming it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about that bigly win today. It's 6:20 covering Braves, Brewers. Happy to cover that one. But let's get into our Falcons. I know Jesse Bates, AJ Terrell, they spent some time with Dukes and Bell yesterday, which we're going to cover later in the show. Lots of great insights from those guys at 7. But as far as minicamp, that was going on, and this is where we're finally seeing the pieces come together. Mike, Bo, we're seeing how the rookies are going to fit in. And Raheem Morris covered this, whether they're thinking about who the starters are going to be quite yet.
You got the intentionality of playing these guys, you know, for a bunch of different reasons. They're really good players. They're really sharp. They're really detailed. You know, like we'll get into the whole categories of who's starting and who's doing these things. But I think the most important thing is how are they contributing, what their role is going to be, and having real clear-cut role definition for those guys and letting them go out there and earn it, right? You never want to give anybody anything in our profession and getting those guys in the grass and letting them just kind of stack these blocks as we go. Right now we are not into the physical form, the fashion of what we do. So that's very hard to name people that starters when you talk about those things. But you can see the traits and what you want. Teach them how to practice, how you go about your business, in order for us to come back, you know, 5 weeks from now, ready to throw a great training camp and get these guys the best opportunity to go out there and do those things.
Speaking of squidisms, how about a Raheemism, intentionality? and not that it's not a real word, it's just he uses it in such a unique way. Mm-hmm. It's just such a Raheem thing to say. I want to hear what Bo hears when he hears that cut, because I have my own thoughts on it. And, like, you know, so many times, and Bo has actually taught me this over the last couple of years about just listening to what these guys are trying to tell you without, they're not saying it, but they're trying to tell you different things. I'm curious what you heard from that, because I have a couple of different takeaways from just listening to the minute details of Raheem right there.
A lot of nothing. I mean, basically they ain't even looking at starters right now. They haven't started. I think it's way too early. I was listening to that and I'm like, what is he trying to say? You know, I think really what he's trying to say is something that Jalen Walker said later on is, dude, they're obviously not full speed. They're just working on technique things. And I think technique things goes to me, I don't know because I didn't play, but to me when I hear like the technique thing, it's not just, hey, your hand goes here. It's you go here. This is your gap. This is when this guy leaks out of the backfield, you leak out over there with him. Like all those things. I think they're just doing it. To me, it's I hate using this term. Minicamp's like a glorified walkthrough where you're just trying to hone in on what your job will be when you're on the field. I didn't need background music, Dylan, but I'll take it.
Hey, Chief's trying to play you off the stage.
Of where you need to be. I mean, yeah, no crap. Like,
no, hey, man. I think you're on the right track. I do think when I hear technique, I do fully believe that he's talking about technique. I think what you're talking about more is like when I hear Raheem say, you know, talk about scheme, talk about schematics, talk about, you know, the structure. He uses the term defensive structure, I think, to what you're talking about, you know, backs leaking out of the backfield and things like that. How are you structuring that? How are you making sure you cover those guys? What I hear when I heard him talk about this is we would love for James Pierce and Jalen Walker to be those guys in the fall. But we don't know yet because we're not in pads. And when you put pads on in an NFL training camp, things are a lot different. That's what I hear coming from him. He talks about physically we're not there yet to be, you know, to make some of those decisions. What he's saying is, hey, they're picking the scheme up just fine. It's very, very basic. We're in minicamp. We're just trying to teach them the basic structure. And then right now they are working on technique of, hey, I'm going to put my hands here and I'm going to put my foot here. But when somebody's hitting you with a helmet and a face mask and shoulder pads and putting their shoulder in your chest, it's a lot harder to put my hand and my technique where it needs to go.
Well, and part of that's yes, and you want to, but you want to have those reps down mentally and so a little bit, you know, more mentally really when you're just doing the walkthrough stuff. It's that way when that does happen, you kind of, you're supposed to know where to go. But can we talk about this real quick? Because I was listening to Carl and Mike talk about this. They were up there yesterday, and they had some really good interviews with Jesse Bates and AJ Terrell. But Carl was like talking about how someone hit him up. Duke, so what's Pierce like? I need him to be a starter this year. Can we talk about that whole thing? That a defensive starter on the line is the most overrated thing in the world to me, because it's first off, they all have rotations these days, and you rotate guys in and out, left and right. But a lot of the time, certain guys are on the field based on packages. And I care more about the snap count percentage. I care about the snap count percentage more and what they do when they're on the field than I do if when the first snap of an NFL game they're on the field. Because that's all the word starter means. That's all it means. Because if they go in a bigger package, hey now, yep, that means that James Pierce might not be on the field. Hell, Jalen Walker might not be on the field.
And that's what it is. Think of it matchup-based. Now, all three of us went through, almost a month ago and talked about the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks you're going to be facing, schematics, the different, hey, you're going to go from the, and I can't remember the schedule's not from, you're going to go from the Dolphins to, you know, to the Colts and to, like, you're going to face so many different styles of offense. And that's what it has to do with. Leonard Floyd, if you're facing a heavy run team, Leonard Floyd's going to be, he's going to be on the field. It's just that you need people that have the physicality and understand what they're seeing in front of them. If you're going against a team like Miami, who was going to, you know, throw the pill around 80% of the time, maybe you're going to look at James Pierce, Jalen Walker kind of being one of the starters and the edge rusher guys. You also, and I hate this, and I'm going to make sure I say this until I'm blue in the face, you still have Arnold Ebiketie on this roster, who is entering year four, and we still expect decently big things from. You know, this guy has sacks in the NFL. James Pierce Jr. does not. Jalen Walker does not. So the whole thing about starter and, you know, this, that, and the other, guys, they're trying to replace people that have done this, right? And they are also growing and also learning the scheme and also hoping they can be capitalized on as we move throughout minicamp and training camp. So it's very important for me to highlight that, because I think we're all excited about the careers and the career path of both these young guys, but there are people in that room that have done this before and done it at a pretty high level.
Yeah, this is going to be one big unit. That's the thing. We have more depth at this position than I think we maybe have, based on what they've done in college and just with the rookies, we might have more depth than I ever remember at this position, ever.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, that's for sure. And we're going to continue to break down the Falcons today. Bo and Mike will talk about what they said versus what they mean throughout the entire show. And coming up, it was a swell of a game. Oh. Braves win.
Oh.
We will cover it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
They have been.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the postseason, and this is the kind of team that can do it.
Ronald Acuna Jr., left center field, and gone. Sixth of the season, that one a no-doubter, and Atlanta with a four-run lead in the fourth.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack at 6:23. Dylan behind the glass. And yes, you just heard one of Ronald Acuna Jr.'s incredible hits from yesterday. We're going to talk about that in a moment because it was a great game. I feel like the city can collectively take a breath today. But I want to ask you, Mike, about Father's Day. Bo, I'm going to ask you tomorrow. But we don't have you.
No, I am this one day a year that I take my kids to daycare, and it is tomorrow because you got dads with donuts.
And that's huge. Yeah, that's such a special moment.
Would not miss it for the world. So they are already excited.
It's going to be a very dynamic show tomorrow with Mark Zeno filling in. But what's going to be going on in the Johnson household this weekend with Father's Day? What is your perfect Father's Day?
It was so funny because my wife yesterday, we took the kids to dinner, and she was telling it, like, she was like, you know how we have a Mother's Day? Well, Father's Day is this weekend. And my son just snapped back. He's like, I know. And she's like, how'd you know? And he's like, my teacher told me. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Maybe they're, you know, working on something or whatever. But you know, hopefully a lot of relaxation. We do a thing we call the Redneck Riviera, where we get water slides and stuff out in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And they let it eat. We have some neighbor kids over and other things like that. And so that's probably what we'll do this weekend. That's my idea of a fun time. Sitting around, got the garage open. Shout out to the garage floor company that sponsored me last year. I don't know if I'm even allowed to say their name, but they hooked it up and you know, got a good garage thing going on. So yeah, we just sit around, do water slides and things like that, and that's probably what I'll be into. That and watching the Mexico City NASCAR race on the TV.
Very nice. You don't get the kids made pancakes breakfast in bed like on Mother's Day.
You know. Probably, but she also knows that at this point with having two toddlers, the most valuable thing is just to let me sleep. You know what I mean? Don't wake me up.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens with that. But I'll probably wake up and hang out with them because obviously all of our internal alarm clocks, all four of us in this room, go off pretty early.
Yep.
So there's not a lot of sleeping in on the weekend. So we'll see what happens.
I think that's the difference in men and women. Like, women won't, oh, breakfast in bed, everything. I think most guys are like, can you just leave me alone? Can you just not be around me for like an hour? Can I just like have, you know, like, you know, just time where I don't do anything. I think that's one of the biggest differences. You'll definitely probably get that from the sleeveless one tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to ask you tomorrow about what you're doing for Father's Day, because it is a momentous occasion since you're having your very first one.
Well, don't be surprised if I don't have an answer.
I was going to say, he's like, I don't know what to expect. It just could be, yeah, could be cool.
I would, I tell you, I mean, I don't want to give anything away, but I would prefer to do nothing.
I was going to say, that's usually the, like, when your or kid's that young, like, that's your first request. It's like, what do you want for Father's Day? I just want to sleep. That's all I want.
I don't even care about that. I just want to do nothing. Like, I don't want to have to, you know, I don't know about, and if you're probably experiencing it a little bit now, Allie, you and Grant being married for the first couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays are just travel days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh, well, we got to be at my parents at this time and your parents at that time. They're not like, they're not relaxing.
Right.
They are anything but relaxing.
Yeah.
So that was what the first time me and Amy talked about. I was like, all right, we're taking holidays back. Yeah, our kids, we have an excuse now.
Yeah, that's so true. Our families live in all different places. None of them live here. So it's like you get to like Thanksgiving the first year and you're like, where are we going to go?
Yeah. You know, you got to like rock, paper, scissors for holidays, whose family you're going
to
see.
And then you try to alternate. And then her family is split between Memphis and Florida. And you're like, I don't know which one of these we're going to do. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll get there.
Family doesn't mean to. They just genuinely want to see you.
Yeah, right. Of course. And,
but they have a way of making you feel guilty about, well, you know, you should be around your family. It's like, well, you know.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you're not coming?
I think the fall ones are the worst for me because every day is a work day pretty much in the fall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think Grant, probably you and Grant can relate to this because, you know, you go through baseball season.
Every day is a work day.
Yeah. Baseball season is much longer, but you work 5 days a week on the show and then you either travel or you're having to – I mean, it sounds so terrible, but you're having to watch college football.
Yeah, God forbid.
Or that's a day that I allow Amy to, hey, let's do this because I know I'm gone Sunday and I'm gone half the Saturdays. So then like you're like, oh, we have Thursday for Thanksgiving. Oh, well, we've got to go to three different places. Like it just changes everything. So I guess I'm a curmudgeon. I don't know.
No, no, no. Things do shift as you get a little bit older. Well, a happy early Father's Day to the both of you.
Thank you.
But we are feeling swell today in Braves country. Braves pulled through. Oh, I'm going all day with it. Don't worry.
Nah, I love it. I was like, that's funny.
Braves pulled through and won the series against the Brewers yesterday. Final score, 6-2. An amazing moment with Spencer Schwellenbach pitching his first complete game ever. But Schwellenbach, being the guy he is, he immediately throws credit to Ronald Acuna Jr.
It's unbelievable. He plays the game like no one I've ever seen before. The arm, the hit tool, speed, everything. I mean, he's an incredible ball player.
Maybe I'm getting too excited, but is this the moment that turns it around, guys? I mean, we've got the Rockies in town.
Just calm down, okay?
Can we just appreciate the man that has never... When you said ever, I think people don't get that when Allie says ever, she does not mean in the big leagues with Schwellenbach.
Yeah, it's not
like,
a... Yeah.
Freaking ever in the history of his life, he's never thrown a complete game. I mean, maybe he threw six innings in like Little League one time when, you know, like they put he stands on the mound and the coach throws.
Right. When it was a 5-inning game and they run ruled somebody.
But he's never done that. So that's crazy. And look, Ronnie's been, I think he had two home runs in this series, I know. He had three hits yesterday or
two hits yesterday.
He had three the day before, and I think he might have had two the night before.
No, I got that backwards. Yeah, you're right. You were right first time. Sorry.
So he had three hits
yesterday and two the day before.
No, he had three both days in.
Okay.
So he had like seven or eight hits in the series, including two home runs. That's pretty hot. Michael Harris hit his fifth home run of the series. He had two on this road trip, which means he had two on this road trip, which was one less than he had all season before it. So maybe you're onto something, Allie. I'm trying to feed. Rizal Iglesias had his best appearance of the season on this road trip, and they still lost 3-5.
Yeah,
you know. I'm sorry, 4-6.
I was going to say it.
4-6 right. On the road trip, but yet somehow we feel good about it because you won your first out of what, seven series?
Yeah,
last seven series is the first win or something like that. So. I don't know, maybe.
What are you at this point? 10 games under?
No, you're 9. Can I say this, though? You got 8 innings from Elder, 12 strikeouts. You got 7 innings from Sell, 11 strikeouts. You got 9 innings from Schwellenbach, 9 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. And I'm just highlighting 3. You had a good start. Schwellenbach's first start on this road trip was good. He had good, I think, 6 or 7 and 3 earned. So your starting pitching has been really good. And it's been really good basically since middle of April.
Yeah, there was a three-game stretch. Now, I want to say it was like maybe over the Red Sox weekend where you had like 22 innings from your starting pitchers and like five earned runs, and you still lost two of three, which was extremely frustrating, obviously, when you look back on that series. And I do, and you brought up Michael Harris hitting one out last night, hitting it a long way. I do want to give him his flowers because we ride him, or at least I do, a lot. Yeah, dang it.
Hey, yo.
Dang it.
Where's your playoff music for him?
I don't know.
I mean, he needed to play this segment off for him. He's just done.
But anyways, Michael Harris did. We talk about guys hitting pitches that are right down the middle, right? And we talked about Michael Harris yesterday just swinging at pitches out of the zone. He did. He hit a pitch down the middle yesterday, which – that sounds like I'm almost being like tongue in cheek. Like I'm almost making fun of the fact that, okay, good, he had a home run on a pitch down the middle. I'm not. Like, I'm genuinely excited about the fact that we capitalized on another pitcher's error.
Mm-hmm.
In contrast to that, Spencer Schwellenbach gave up a home run, and it was a cutter, I want to say down and in off the plate outside of the strike zone that got hit from a home run by Rhys Hoskins. And you look at that, and other teams, we aren't hitting any of those most of the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the pitches that are out over the plate, Ozzie Albies also hit one that was the middle zone yesterday too. Not a home run, but a solid hit with good exit velo, which I know is a big thing. So it's just it's nice to see guys hitting balls hard that are mistakes by another team's pitcher. And I think that's one of the biggest takeaways I had from yesterday and really the entire three-game set, although you dropped one right there in the middle. But I am excited to answer your point. I mentioned the Ronald Acuña energy in the dugout a couple of days ago, felt the same thing last night, and hopefully that can continue to start to spin things around.
Well, and I hope they do kind of continue with this energy, like you were mentioning. They do have today off, and then Friday is going to be Bryce Elder pitching against the Rockies. Well, welcome Arcia back to Truist Park.
Yeah.
Is he going to get a round of applause when he comes out? What do you think?
I mean, who knows?
I don't even know.
I would say Freddie Freeman gets a round of applause every time a Braves fan sees him come up on their TV. They clap for him.
Look, I am curious what that is, not to get too far off topic. What's Freddie's ovation going to be like at the All-Star game?
It'll be good. And you know what? He deserves it.
I agree. I mean, and people forget he's obviously a good Dodger player. Guy was here for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. Most people don't realize it was 12 years of Freddie Freeman in Atlanta. That's a career for most.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's doing different things elsewhere. But I don't think, with the way the Braves are playing right now, I don't know that most casual Braves fans even know that Arcia is in Colorado. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Dude, we're just focused on the fact that we're 9 games under 500. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
They know. Because they're like, oh, yeah, of course this guy.
They know.
And they're not a big fan of Arcia right now.
They found us out.
They know. And we know. And coming up, we're going to talk about the NBA Finals. They continue with all kinds of drama. Cover that in Front Page. And we've got my Allie Mack drop. It's Thursday, so another round of Throwback Thursday trivia. It is baseball themed, but it's also got a little twist to it with a certain holiday coming up. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. It's Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And yes, the NBA Finals are getting very exciting. The Pacers pulled ahead in the series, won game three over the Thunder last night in Indianapolis. Benedict Mathurin, whose name sounds like a villain.
I love it, man. I'm telling you, it just sounds so cool.
It's a very cool name. He was the hero last night with 27 points. Tyrese Halliburton added 22. Final score is 116-107. This isn't supposed to be happening, is it?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Dylan would tell you no, but Dylan's been wrong about the NBA playoffs a lot this year. Hold on. You get your rebuttal. Well, you thought the
we
Knicks...
can't say that about that man that did put your stop sign up and tell him to hold on.
You get... Yay. Did you not have the Knicks coming back to win?
That was a hope. That was a prayer.
No, you know, he was very confident.
That was one thing. To say I've been very wrong and only have one example is...
What if I told you that the Pacers haven't lost back-to-back games since March 8th and 10th. Those are the two games.
That's a stat.
Now, the other thing I'll tell you is 80% of the time when someone wins game three, they win the series. 33 of 41 NBA Finals, game three winner has went on to win the series. So, that's another one. But the biggest thing for me, this series so far has been decided in the fourth quarter. And the Pacer, Dylan, this... I don't know if you did this, Matt. I had to go do it myself, and it shocked me. The Pacers have outscored the Thunder 100-73 in the fourth quarter of this series so far. And I will absolutely tell you, the two games they won, they dominated that fourth quarter.
Yeah, to your point, the first three quarters, and we talked about just this last night, there were 15 ties in last night's game. Just to kind of bring that into perspective, in all of last year's NBA Finals, there were only 13 ties. So you talk about it being back and forth until the fourth quarter in some of these matchups and one of the teams pulling it. I think it's been really, really good so far.
Yeah, I definitely think this has been a exciting finals and an entertaining finals. I'm going to follow up one of Bo's what if I told you with my own what if I told you. So, Bo, what if I told you the Oklahoma City Thunder are 19-2 after losses this entire season, including the playoffs. So I don't expect OKC to drop back-to-back games. I just don't. That's just not their makeup. They are very good at making adjustments, and Mark Dagnall is a very good coach in figuring out how Indiana, in this case, is attacking them and figuring out a way to make it easier on his players.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If I said pick one of these coaches, don't just pick one. Who are you going with? Are you doing with Dagnall or Carlisle? And I know this. And by the way,
Ding.
Everything you said is spot on about the Thunder and about what he is as a coach. Which is why I think we might get a 7-game series, because neither one of these teams like dropping back to back. They're both motivated. The stuff about Mathurin was how hard he worked to come back from injury. And Carlisle talked about it. Said, look, this guy literally had a calendar in our room, like their training room, and every day he would come in, work out, do his rehab, do his stuff, and he would pull a day off and say, only this many more days. And so the fact that Mathurin was so good last night, but hey, the one guy we have to, I want you to answer your question, but one guy we didn't talk about is TJ McConnell.
Mm.
Five steals, including one last night in that fourth quarter off a Caruso inbound where I don't know if the steal was so good that it made the pass look so bad, but it looked like a lazy ass pass from Caruso, which is not really what you come to expect from him.
He to the point about TJ McConnell, he pulled off a couple of Jose Alvarado-esque steals last night with the, you know, kind of going off to the side and, like you said, sneaking up behind the person who was getting the ball from the inbounder. And one, he threw off a Case and Wallace, I think, the first time he did it. But to answer your earlier question about which coach I would take, at this point, I would still take Rick Carlisle because he's proven and he has an NBA championship under his wing with the Mavericks back in, what was that, 2011, 2010, 2011 season. Dagenaud hasn't won this series yet, even though I still like OKC in six. He hasn't won it yet. So for that reason, I got to go Carlisle because he's still proven.
I agree. I'm a big Rick Carlisle fan.
Same. So. Well, let's talk about head coaches real quick before we get to Throwback Thursday trivia. We got to talk about the elephant in the room here with the Atlanta Hawks and Quinn Snyder. How about the New York Knicks requesting to interview him? He's one of five candidates they've tried to interview that are acting head coaches in the NBA. And they've all been denied. Jason Kidd from the Mavericks, Chris Finch from the Timberwolves, Udoka from the Rockets, Quinn Snyder, and Billy Donovan. I mean, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, do you just feel that good about yourself to where you're like, you know what, man? We're gonna slide down there and see if we can get Quinn Snyder out from under these guys. Like, what?
Well, no.
Have you lost your mind?
No, what they did was they fired a guy because the players were upset. And they shouldn't have fired Thibodeau. There's rumors that Karl Anthony Towns is the reason that Thibodeau got fired. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's that they fired a guy they shouldn't have fired, and now they're scrambling because they don't know where to go. It's very late in this process to me, and they're just like, oh well, let's interview this guy, let's interview that guy, and they're going all the usual suspects, and everybody's like. Nah, blank you, New York. And I love it when people say blank you, New York.
I kind of love that, too. I'm curious. I'm sure they've probably interviewed him and it just maybe hasn't come out. But I'm wondering why, like, Mike Malone isn't a head candidate for them. Because I just – and we talked about this before. I just think he'd be a really good fit for that Knicks team for what he did in Denver. So I wonder if that comes to fruition. But I'm surprised he isn't more at the forefront.
I'm sure it probably is. They're just kicking their tires on different things. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. How about Trae Young's tweet as well? Trae Young's like, nah, man.
That boy said, hell no.
Hell no. I love it. I love to see that, man. That's good stuff.
Well, it is. Yes, it is time for the Mac Drop. It's Thursday, so we love to do Throwback Thursday trivia. Right now, the series is tied up. Mike and Bo both have two wins apiece. So we're going to see who pulls ahead this week. It is baseball's trivia this week, but we've got a little twist, a little theme going on with Father's Day.
Okay.
So right. It took a moment for me to put all these questions together. All right, here we go. Dylan, please help me figure out who screams their name first. Okay. All right. Who was the first father-son duo to play?
Mike. King Griffey Jr. and Sr.
That is correct. All right, speaking of the Griffies, they had quite a moment on September 21st.
Mike, both hit home runs.
Okay. But that's not the question.
Oh.
Time out.
Don't complain about me doing this because you did it last week.
Can we get a new role where we – I know I did it because you started doing it. Can we get a new role where we have to finish the question? Because, like, I mean, now you've already answered wrong. You should technically be disqualified from answering the question again.
We'll get back on track.
Bo gets first grab on this.
Okay. I just got excited. Okay.
Okay. Speaking of the Griffies, they had quite a moment on September 21st, 1990, when they hit back-to-back homers. What team did they hit those homers off of, Bo?
Did they hit them off of or for?
Off of.
Oh, that one's harder. you know what? Let's say.
You got to take a guess, right?
Yeah,
that's tough.
I mean, it is tough because there's no interleague play, so you just map out the whole National League at that point.
Yeah.
And then you have teams that were flip-flop because the Brewers were one time in the American League. I will go with the Yankees. I don't know.
Incorrect.
Can I take a rebuttal?
All right, Mike, steal.
Oakland A's.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's the Angels.
Ah.
Yes, of Kirk McCaskill.
I was thinking, okay, Western. It's got to be, yeah, okay. All right, sorry.
All right, question number three. Bobby Bonds and Barry Bonds hold the record for the most blank from a father-son duo in Major League Baseball.
Mike.
It was Mike? Okay, Dylan's saying Mike.
It's got to be home runs.
It is
home runs. I was going to say, I mean, like I can pick out a million categories, but he's got 700 of them, so.
It is 2-0. Mike is in the lead. All right, this former Yankee holds the record for most home runs on Father's Day. Hint, he also had a little bit of a pass with Marilyn Monroe.
Mike. Mickey Mantle.
No,
Bo, it's Roger freaking Maris.
No, it's not. Oh, I got it. I'm sorry. I messed this up. Can I get a rebuttal?
Well, Bo is incorrect, so Mike, try again.
No.
Joe DiMaggio.
It is Joe DiMaggio.
I completely messed that up.
Yeah, I did too. I don't know why I said Roger Maris.
I don't know either. I was like, oh, I'm so stupid. This is Joe DiMaggio.
With so much confidence, too.
Jumping Joe. I don't know why I missed that.
Roger Maris, of all the people.
It's freaking Roger Maris. It's the freaking for me that got me.
Oh, I wish I could see Mark Zeno's face right now.
You are wrong bigly on that one.
I have a cloud in my head.
All right.
It's cloudy in my head.
Which Hall of Fame pitcher nicknamed the Heater from Van Meter has the most career wins on Father's Day?
Heater from Van Meter.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
He's a nice feller.
Mike. Bob Feller.
That's Bob Feller.
Okay. That's a really good hint. I would have never in a million years would have guessed that otherwise.
All right. What country star spread his father's ashes on
Bo? Tim McGraw.
That is correct.
At least I didn't get blank today.
It is 4-1. Mike is in the lead. What Super Bowl star quarterback's father played for the Twins from 1992 to 1996?
Mike. Patrick Mahomes.
That is correct. 5-1. What is the last name of the three-generation baseball family with Ray, Bob, Brett, and Aaron?
Bo. The Boones.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to the Odyssey.
now he's a hitting coach.
Is he?
Yeah, for the
Rangers.
Oh,
he moved on from us. Okay. So now
shout
out.
He got hired by
Yeah, good for him.
5-2. Mike is still in the lead. Which father-son duo both won the home derby? Hint, they have the same name, and one plays currently for the Blue Jays.
Bo.
Bo.
Guerrero. Vlad Guerrero.
Yep.
I was literally about to say...
Fielders?
I was going to say the Fielders, and that threw me off. I was like, oh, Prince. Oh, nope. They have the same name.
These two are the only father-son duo to each hit 50 home runs in a season and tied for 319 career home runs. Ironically, their last name lends to defense.
Mike. The Fielders.
Yes.
I was like, dude, it's in there somewhere.
All right. Which Fernando Tatis hit 2 grand slams in the same inning? Senior or junior?
It was junior.
Oh, wow. It was a two-choice question, and you got it wrong.
50-50.
What? What do you mean?
It's senior.
I swear junior just did it.
Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know.
All right, that's a null and void.
Did he not just do it for the Padres recently?
I don't know.
Whatever.
All right. I'm not in charge of this.
I would have to look that one up.
There's 40 seconds left in this segment. I'm so far behind, it doesn't matter. So I just got to throw caution to the wind.
It was a 50-50 proposition, and somehow he got it wrong. That's not good.
What do you mean it was 50? What?
Senior or junior?
Could have been senior or junior. Like, yeah.
I said junior.
I know.
And it was senior.
Well, I had half a chance to get it right. I got it wrong.
That's what I said. Can you hear me?
I don't understand why you're like, oh, you had a 50% chance of getting it right. I had a 50% chance of getting it wrong, too.
Yeah,
Moving on.
Anyways.
What active brother duo had a father and grandfather who each played professional baseball as well? Hint, one recently came back from injury and hit a home run on his very first at-bat.
Start the question over.
Okay. What active brother duo? So some brothers in the MLB. Bo.
It's the Acuñas.
Exactly.
Oh, golly. The whole time I'm going, the Contreras' dad play? Dude, what?
All right. Let's do one more real quick. What Atlanta Legends son was drafted in 2022 second?
Mike.
Mike.
Andrew Jones.
That is correct. All right, Mike has won 7-4. But Bo, you were coming back. We just ran out of time.
I got
here.
Nervous for a minute. I'm not gonna lie.
That means for the season, Mike, you are in the lead 3-2. We'll see if you can tie it up next week, Bo.
Roger freaking Maris.
Roger.
What was I thinking?
Duh.
Congratulations.
What was I thinking? I said Mickey Mantle.
Well, you know what it was? Is I knew you were so wrong with Mickey Mantle that I was like, that's Roger
what
Maris.
An idiot.
And it was, I mean, anyway.
It is funny how our brains worked with the fielder thing because both of us were thinking Prince and Cecil Fielder.
Well, you made a face and I was like, and that's I came into Fielders, and then I was like, no, it's the Guerrero.
Yeah, duh.
Neither of the Fielders are even playing anymore.
I know.
They both came on the scene, popped, and then they were
shooting stars.
Boom.
Just were gone.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say this. Kind of mean.
Well, coming up, Dukes and Bell had a chance to talk with Jesse Bates and AJ Terrell yesterday. We're going to break down more of that conversation, veterans, a secondary, and helping Michael Penix improve. That is next. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Beat you there, tough guy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.